Welcome to the PeopleStack podcast, where I share insights on how to upgrade your career as a technical manager. I'm Jen Bunk. I'm a career coach for tech managers and CEO of the PeopleStack. We release these podcasts every Monday and Wednesday. If you'd like to catch them live in my Facebook group and join a community of other tech managers who are committed to achieving career transformation, you can go to jenbunk.com/Facebook and it'll redirect you to my Facebook group. Otherwise, you can catch the episodes here in podcast format. Cheers. And enjoy the episode. Hey there, everyone. Welcome to another week of the PeopleStack podcast. And this week, I'm going to spend the entire week talking about writing about workplace politics, because this is a topic that I've touched on before here and there, but it's been a while since I've spent a whole week on it. And because this is one of the things when we talk with prospective clients, when we talk with our clients and the questions that they bring to us, and, you know, honestly, when we just talk to so many different other people who may not necessarily be clients yet or friends of ours who work in the tech industry or basically anyone who works, anyone who's a leader, workplace politics is a topic that comes up over and over and over again as a source of stress, as a source of this, you know, this is something that I feel like is a challenge for me. And some people look at workplace politics a lot worse than others, you know, have very, very negative opinions and reactions to workplace politics, whereas others, it might be more of a neutral or sometimes even positive reaction to it. I'll get more into that. But This is all to say that it's a huge topic, and I know that it's something that's on your mind. And even if you don't use the word politics, you're absolutely experiencing them if you are a technical leader or if you want to be. So today I'm going to get into, start to talk about how to navigate, how to approach workplace politics so that you don't feel like it's holding you back from kind of making the impact that you want to in your tech career. And then on Wednesday, on Wednesday's podcast, I'll dive even deeper into the why workplace politics can be so tricky, so thorny, so nebulous, and get even more into some, you know, some more deeper level strategies and shifts that you can make in the way that you approach, the way that you lead, and the way that you approach thinking about your career. So again, so that it doesn't feel like this invisible ceiling, because that's often what it feels like, is like that workplace politics is like this invisible ceiling or thing that's like holding you back from getting where you want to go. So, and by the way, I mentioned I was going to spend the whole week on it and do some writing on it as well. So if you're listening to this or watching this, you know about the podcast. We published this on YouTube and we also share it. I share it on my LinkedIn profile and I share it in my free Facebook group as well. And I also, you know, every week here at the PeopleStack, we have a theme. And so I write a couple of articles and do a couple of these Facebook Lives, of these videos/audios. So if you're interested in reading about the stuff that I have to say about workplace politics as well, you could check out those articles on LinkedIn. You can just follow me on LinkedIn, or you can join our free Facebook group. You could just go to jenbunk.com/Facebook and I post everything there. So you'll never miss anything if you join that group. Having said all of that, let's start with what is workplace politics? Honestly, when most people talk about politics, especially in this day and age, there's like this negative reaction. Politics are bad. I don't want to get into politics. But really, politics is just about human connection and teamwork and getting what we want. And it's about influence. It's about the interaction between different people with different goals, with different agendas, with different missions, with different values. And it's often, you know, one of the times that politics comes up is when there's scarce resources, right? Where it's can sometimes be a tricky, can what would be the word, a tricky sort of stressful interaction when a lot of people want that one scarce, one piece of the pie and you have to decide how to do it. But really, workplace politics are neutral. You know, it's what we, it's the meanings that we associate with it that have made them negative. Politics is really just about the relationships between people working together to achieve their goals. And sometimes those goals are different. So that's why it can get tricky and often feel so like people are butting heads, and why it can feel like, because politics is very much about influence, selling, self-promotion, lobbying, right? But when different kinds of people with different kinds of outcomes, and when people don't act in integrity, when people go the slimy, grimy route, for lack of a better phrase, that's when it can really start to be like, start to feel like, oh, I don't want to play this game. I don't want to play this workplace politics game. So it can come up in terms of working for a hostile client, a hostile climate where just people, you know, you may be experiencing that right now or have experienced it in the past where people at work just seem very hostile and mean and uncivil toward one another. And because of politics, because of the way that people interact with one another and the way that people try to get what they want, a toxic or hostile culture may have emerged because of that, where it becomes acceptable and expected that you have to whine and you have to complain and you have to be mean and you have to be uncivil and you have to be loud and obnoxious in order to get what you want and to have your voice heard. And that's what happens. That's what a climate really is. It's about a shared understanding of what's acceptable within a culture. And even though, like, you may not think that it's acceptable to be uncivil and obnoxious, you may be in a culture where that's kind of, that's happened over time. And it can happen organically from the bottom up. It can also come from the top down as well, where you have a leader who is slimy and grimy and just not acting in integrity, just evil, and it's just, you know, everything is about him or her, and there's nothing about thinking about other people, you know, and it might just be all about making money, and we just need to make money, and why can't we make more money, and you just kind of feel that, or maybe it's just people who have not learned how to put a verbal filter on, right, where they're just not acting, you know, they're not following the golden rule. You know, the golden rule in communication. Maybe your grandmother or your mother or someone in your family taught you about the golden rule, which is treat others like you want to be treated. And they just don't believe it. And so they just think that the way to get ahead is to be mean and evil. And that's unfortunate. And if you have a leader like that, especially a senior level leader, then that can trickle down to the rest of the organization as well, and create a uncivil culture or climate, a toxic culture or climate, hostile. So you may be in that kind of situation right now where you're feeling that. So that's one way that workplace politics shows up. And absolutely, you need to learn how to navigate that. You need to learn how to navigate through the hostility and the toxicity and the incivility and whatever else is going on, the obnoxiousness, in order to really not just survive the day and not tear your hair out, but also to like have the impact that you want to do. So you absolutely need to learn how to navigate and approach that. So that's one way that workplace politics can show up, is if you're in this kind of culture or climate. But another way that it can show up, you know, you may feel like, you know what, maybe every once in a while people can be mean or rude to one another. But in general, like, you know, the workplace that I work with is pretty good. My boss is fairly supportive, is really supportive. I love my team. The senior leaders may feel a little bit distant, and I'm not sure how to talk to them and whether or not they're open to talking. But you know what? They're good people. I feel that overall they're good people, but you may still feel the pressure of workplace politics from the perspective of, you know, for example, we were just talking about this with some of our clients last night, where it's just different perspectives. People have different perspectives and they want different things and they have different focuses. And so therefore, talking with someone in your workplace who has even just a little bit of a different focus, but especially if it's a drastically different focus than you do, you're going to have to play politics, right? So this is kind of more of the neutral or even positive form of playing politics, where you are understanding that there's some shared goal that you want to get to. We're in this together. Go team, go. A win for me is a win for you, is a win for the entire organization. But yet, you can feel like you're bumping up against, like it can sometimes feel like you're not on the same team, even though you are. It can sometimes feel like you're not on the same team because of the different perspectives, because of the different focuses, because of the different experiences, of the different history, of the different just level of understanding and expertise, different personalities, right? Stack all of those on top of one another and yeah, you got the ingredients for potentially very heated arguments. And so, you know, you can just think of it, like think of somebody at work who has a very different perspective than you do. It may be your boss, but it also may be someone who's on a different team in a different department than you are, at a different level than you are, whether it's someone who's below who you are in the organizational ladder or above who you are, right? So if you're a manager, you might think of like the CTO or the CEO, or you might think of someone who's in HR in a different department, different perspective. You might think of someone who's in sales or client support. You might even think of someone, you know, if you're in engineering, and you work in engineering, you may think of somebody who works in product and you might clash and butt heads. Or if you're a project manager and you're working with folks in engineering, there may be a clash in perspective. Sales versus anyone else, really, because it's sales really often gets the butt end of the stick, honestly. And as I have, you know, grown the business and learned more about saying sales, it's like, you know, have you hugged your salesperson today? Like, really, have you done that? Have you shown them the love? Because sales is really hard, folks. It really requires a grit and a determination and a focus in order to stay in it and stay with it without just becoming, you know, completely, I don't know, disattached, disengaged, because you're hearing no a lot and you're dealing with a lot of questions, you're dealing with a lot of objections, and you got to stay happy and moving forward and I got you and I got this. It just takes a very different kind of, I don't want to say person because anybody can be great at sales, but it just takes a very different, you know, kind of perspective and focus, right? So if most of you who are listening probably don't work for sales, so just think of people who you interact with in sales, right? That's a very different perspective than, say, engineering. It's like a complete 180. So this is what politics is understand, you're all, is understanding other people's perspectives and getting what you want together. And so really, it begins with this awareness. It begins with thinking of one person who, you know, you don't have a completely disastrous relationship with, right? Let's kind of start on easy mode here, and then we can go to the disastrous relationships later, right? Somebody who you have an okay relationship with, but at work, but just you don't see eye to eye, and maybe you've gotten into a few arguments with, but you know that this person is in it for good, and you know that they have good intentions. It's just that you can't, it always feels like this, I'm bumping my fists next to each other, as opposed to like this, where your hands are, you know, you're together and you're holding hands. So think of that one person. And how can I create a better relationship with that person? Because that is at the heart of workplace politics. That's at the heart of politics, is creating relationships. It's at the heart of leadership, is creating healthy relationships, by the way, healthy, good, wonderful, superhero, superpower-like relationships where 1 + 1 = 100. You know, think of that. You could also think of a relationship where you have that with somebody else, right? Where the two of you are together, maybe it's a spouse or a partner or a friend or like a business partner or even somebody at work, where the two of you are together and get in the same room and the vibes are, you know, you're in flow and the vibes start flowing. It's like, boom, we are on the same wavelength, my friend, let's do that. How can you more intentionally create that relationship with someone who you don't always see eye to eye with, who has maybe a very drastically different vision and mission and values and personality and experience than you do? How can you create a better relationship with that person? That's how it starts. That's how you can start to navigate and approach the, with confidence and with integrity, workplace politics that can be very tricky and thorny and nebulous. So that's going to be my challenge to you, is to start to build the relationship with that one person. Start to build the trust. Reach out, ask questions. Be a genuinely curious and compassionate human being with that person. And, you know, don't try not to disagree with them immediately. You know, if they say something that you disagree with, don't immediately like, yeah, but no, you're wrong. Right. And sometimes we do that in our heads, and sometimes we do that out loud as well. Just take it in for a moment and say, that's an interesting perspective. Can you explain to me where you're coming from with that? Like, what pieces of information helped you to get to that conclusion? I want to understand this more. And that's why it's easier to kind of start with someone who you have. It's not like a completely, oh my God, we're just evil enemies kind of. It's because you know that you have some level of trust with this person. You have some level of, I know that this person is in it for good, but I don't know why they would believe this thing. I don't know why they would think that this approach would be better than that approach. I don't know why they're so focused on this outcome versus that outcome. I don't know why they talk so much. I don't know why they talk so little. I don't know why they wear what they wear. You know, I don't know why they work the hours that they do. Why do they always seem to be making excuses? Why do they always seem to be micromanaging? Just look at it all as neutral. And then ask. Don't make any assumptions. Don't try them in your head. Don't put them in a jury trial in your head without actually asking them first. We do that often, right? Where we will see somebody do something, we'll judge them, and then we'll put them on trial in our heads. Oh, that person's so evil, and they must be doing this, and for the other thing, and their intent must have been this. Murder one. Without even asking them people questions and giving people a chance to explain their perspective. So that's going to be my challenge to you, is to find that one person and start to navigate, start to approach workplace politics by establishing a better relationship with that one person at work that you know you can do it. You just haven't really cracked the code yet, and just approach them as a compassionate, curious, loving human being. And if you need help either doing that, you know, starting on the way towards building better relationships at work so that these relationships are not the blocker to you getting what you want in your career, and so that because you might also feel like they're a blocker to you being a better leader and making you and helping you to have more impact. If you want help with that and with the steps that follow, because this is just the first step, obviously, then it's time to book a call with us, thepeoplestack.com/book. So what we're going to do on the call, if workplace politics is your main sort of stressor is your main challenge, is the main thing that's not working for you in your career right now, if it's the politics, if it's the relationships, it's, I can't get this. I can't get over this hostile climate. I can't get over this toxic culture. I just don't know how to form relationships with people. I never learned how to do it. Or maybe I learned how to do it, but I do it accidentally and I want to learn how to do it more intentionally, because I know that's what it's going to take in order to upgrade my career, command a premium salary, and make the impact that I know that I'm capable of making, so that I can create a legacy for myself and my family and those around me, and so that I can retire with joy saying, wow, this was such an awesome career. If that's what you want to be able to do, then that's what we'll talk about on that call, thepeoplestack.com/book. So just head to our calendar, pick a time that works for you. We normally have lots of different times available, whether it's going to be morning, afternoon, evenings. We even have Saturday appointments. If a Saturday appointment pops up and that's going to work for you, make sure you grab that one, because those go quickly. But there's usually plenty of slots available. So just go to that. Go to that link, book a slot with us, and we will be there to serve you. We will be there to help you. We will be there to help you get to the truth of what's not working in your career right now, and also where you want to go. And if workplace politics, and if overcoming, navigating, approaching workplace politics is part of this, we'll absolutely make sure you get clarity about the exact steps there as well. So we look forward to talking with you soon, and I'll catch you on the next episode. We'll get even more into the, like I said, the thorniness, the nebulousness, the trickiness of workplace politics, and talk even more about strategies and shifts that you can make so you can make sure that workplace politics are not holding you back from upgrading your career. So talk to you again next time. Take care, everyone. And that wraps up another episode of the People Stack podcast. Thanks for listening and for supporting our mission. We are all helping to positively transform the tech world, one tech manager at a time. I have so much gratitude for all of you, for our loyal listeners, and for my team, including my amazing CTO/husband, Rob Allen, our extremely talented mindset coach, Mariana Lacombe, and our super awesome, always on top of everything, executive assistant, Lauren Underwood. Also, this podcast would not be possible without the help of our innovative and warm-hearted sound consultant and podcast producer, my brother, Lou Bunk. And thank you also to Ketsa for creating the catchy, inspiring music we get to use in our podcast. We love you all. Until next time.